Welcome back to Practicing Catholic. The monks at St. Hippolytus Abbey have been distilling alcohol since its inception. With the onset of Prohibition, the anchored monks are in a pickle. What will they do to maintain their pious way of life? Well, so runs the promotion for the next theatrical offering from Miss the Boat Theater. Joining me now with more are the artistic director of Miss the Boat Theater, Father Kyle Kowalczyk, who's also the producer of Moonshine Abbey, and Angela Cahill, stay-at-home mom of five and actress who plays Ginger in Moonshine Abbey. Father, Angela, welcome to Practicing Catholic.
Good. Thanks to be good to be with you, Patrick.
Thank you.
Hello. Yes, thank you.
Wonderful. Well, I'm glad you're both with us, and I am so looking forward to talking about this. This sounds like just right up my alley. So, Father, let's start with you. Just give us a refresher again on Miss the Boat Theater. How and why were you founded?
Yeah. So, a few years ago, me and a couple of friends had an idea for a play that we wanted to do, and we all had theater background and had done this before. And, you know, so we said, well, let's do this play. And you can't just do a play. You have to name yourself something, you know? So we called ourselves Miss the Boat Theater, and we did Catholic Young Adults, the musical, which Angela was in. And that was 2 years ago. Yeah. And it was a pretty good success. And so we're back at it.
Wonderful. Love it. And Angela, what drew you into Catholic Young Adults, the musical, or your whole, your interplay with Miss the Boat Theater?
Yeah, it was kind of a great time in my life, in my family, to kind of have the ability and the freedom to do something for myself like that.
Mm-hmm. Look at that, Patrick. Like, once you have five kids, your life gets easier.
Apparently.
You heard her say that, right?
Yeah, that's right. Because the older ones can start looking after the younger ones, so you don't really have to.
Right.
Yeah, there's not much to do.
Decades. Yeah.
Right.
And it worked out. Thanks be to God.
Fantastic. Well, that's good. I'm glad it worked out. And now on to Moonshine Abbey. Father, let's go back to you. Lead us into Moonshine Abbey. I mean, I gave the little synopsis from your website, but tell us more.
So, I mean, you basically got it. So, like, I mean, obviously this is kind of based on true history, right? Like, Prohibition really happened, and monks really make liquor. And during Prohibition, there's good evidence that those monks were still making liquor. So it's kind of like just the idea of that and what can you do with that. And so basically the monks are a bunch of bums when we first meet them, and Prohibition lights this fire like, wait a minute, they can't do that. Mm. And so they just start grinding down even more. But then, of course, the cops on the other side are like, we got to figure out where this alcohol is coming from so we can, you know, get our promotions and things. And, you know, so they got to go undercover. Now, the subplot that Angela maybe can tell the subplot that she's involved in.
Yeah, go ahead, Angela.
There's the captain, and we're not really sure. There's something going on with the captain. We're not really sure on what it is. And my character is all about like making sure we are doing our job and we are finding the hooch and we are trying to kind of like raise up in the ranks of the police force, especially as women in the 1920s. It's a big challenge. And but I am up for the challenge and I want everybody else to as well, especially the captain. I want the best for her.
Right. Very good. Okay, now I'm just assuming that this is a very serious drama. I mean, we are kind of in the realms of like a Schindler's List here, right? I mean, that's what we're looking at.
The Untouchables, that type
right,
of thing.
Right, exactly.
Yep, exactly.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Very dark.
Yeah. Right, right. Well, I mean, some of your promotional photographs are, you know, they're in sepia tone. So I just assumed that, we're drawing that out. We're taking all the color out of it and everything like that. So, I appreciate that. Yeah. Very good. And where did the inspiration for this come from, Father?
Well, when I was in seminary, I was at my teaching parish festival, and I was talking to one of the guys at like the beer tent or wine garden or whatever. And he just made mention that the monks up in Collegeville were actually continuing to make alcohol during Prohibition. I mean, Stearns County is well known to be one of the, you know, biggest places of moonshining in the country, I believe. And, and it was like the idea was just born, you know, as a writer of those things, like, oh, okay, there's I got something. Let's run with this. And then Sam Backman, who he has his doctorate in organ performance. I mean, he's an amazing musician. He's up at the Holy Cross Cluster in Northeast, and the music director there. And he composed the music for it, and it's really stellar. I mean, it's phenomenal music. It's amazing.
Yeah.
So, Angela, when do you find, okay, obviously we were talking tongue in cheek before about, you know, having nothing to do as a mother of scads of children, but I'm just wondering, when do you find time? How do you make it to rehearsals?
Yes. Well, it really does take a village. My mom I asked if people would sponsor a night, and so my mom sponsored a night, and when we can, Luke's parents sponsor a night, and with our oldest being old enough, he can kind of hang out at home without an adult for a little bit, but we've been able to make it work, and I'm so grateful for my husband who has helped me make it work, and for even the flexibility and needing to be tardy a couple of times, just because of making sure children are where they need to be. Mm-hmm. So it's all worked out, and I just am so grateful because it's a huge blessing. It is so life-giving, and I think everybody in the cast could say that. It is just so life-giving, which is a beautiful thing.
Yeah,
and that's the thing that we've all kind of realized, like, it's a lot of work.
Yeah.
But if it's life-giving enough, then even though mom's away from family or dad's away from the family for a little bit for, you know, 6 week stretch, you know, it's still, even for the families, it's good because they get to see mom doing something really neat, and it's been really cool to see, and I don't know, maybe not quite half of our actors have kids, maybe a third.
How many are in the cast and crew there, Father?
I don't know, in between 30 and 40.
Wow. Oof. Wow. And all right. So obviously this is not just a skit that's been thrown together. There's been a lot of work, a lot of thought, a lot of preparation, a lot of rehearsal, a lot of bonding, I'm sure, that's taken place, as you mentioned.
Yeah.
So maybe we better hit the specifics about it. Angela, you want to give us the specifics of when and where it's taking place?
Yeah, sure. It is 2 weekends in November at St. Agnes Helene Hull. I always mispronounce that name. The auditorium there at St. Agnes. It is the Friday the 12th at 7, as well as 13th on Saturday at 7, and then on the, is that right? The 14th then at 2. And then the following weekend is the, well, the 19th, 20th, and 21st, same time, 7 p.m. and then 2 p.m.
All right.
On Sunday.
And how do people get tickets for these wonderful dates?
Yeah, miss the boat.
MoonshineAbbey.com.
Oh, MoonshineAbbey.com. There you go. Go right to
MoonshineAbbey.com. I bet you had to pay a pretty penny for that URL, didn't you? I mean, I'm sure that there's just tons of people who are wanting MoonshineAbbey.com as their...
That's right.
It's their go-to. That's wonderful. All right, moonshineabbey.com. All right, well, let me just ask, too. I mean, Father, obviously you've been involved in this from the start because your script is there. You created the script, the lyrics, and then Sam came along to offer the music as well. Is it coming together the way that you had hoped?
Yeah, you know, it's a really beautiful process from my perspective of what, because here's the script, and I just hand it off to other very creative people who have their own ideas. And I try not to, you know, I'm at a lot of the rehearsals, but not all of the rehearsals. And I try not to say, well, I wanted to just, I just kind of let them go with it. And it's really beautiful to see how that collaboration, I mean, even individual actors and actresses, I mean, Angela plays this role different than somebody else would have played this role. And so, you know, in a certain sense, I mean, this is one of the things I love about theater. It's so incarnational, you know, like this performance will be different than any other production ever will be, because it'll have a different director and it'll have different actors in different spots. And yeah, so it's just, it's a really cool process. To have everybody kind of coming together in putting their own piece into that.
Yeah, and in fact, you're getting on a track that I wanted to ask you about anyway, Father, is that what's the role of theater in our lives of faith today? I realize that's a huge question, but I mean, just succinctly, I mean, why is it important to have theater? And maybe specifically, because we've talked about that, I've talked about that with Jeremy Stanberry from Open Window Theater and others mm-hmm. as well, but specifically, maybe why comedic theater?
Yeah, well, that's a good question. I mean, I think that entertainment is something that's necessary. You know, like nobody would say no. A good life is one where, you know, people never laugh. Like, no, that's not a good life. You know, a good life is when nobody sings. Like, well, no, you just do your chores and you do your homework and you do your prayers. Like, well, no, that doesn't sound like real life. I think real life is, you know, you picture a big family sitting around a table and, you know, joking and laughing and eating and telling stories. I mean, this is what we've always done. This is what human beings do. They tell stories mm-hmm. and sing songs and make paintings. And so I think it's really a very human thing to do and a very Catholic thing to do. I mean, of course, I mean, this is what the Gospels are, right? Hey, we need to tell you this story about this guy who lived and he died and he rose again and he's God and he wants to be in your life and transform you. And so how do we do this? And, you know, I mean, I think Catholic art in general has always been kind of doing that. You're taking a piece of, you know, the faith or a piece of your experience and putting it into some form that other people can appreciate it and also be moved and laugh and sing and cry. And, yeah, I just think it's just so life-giving, like we said before.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, Angela, I was going to ask you maybe from the personal perspective of an actor in the play, in the musical, I mean, what has this done for you in terms of your own personal faith? I mean, you've said it's life-giving. Unpack that a little bit for us.
Sure, yes. Well, when God gives you gifts, it's kind of like, okay, well, Lord, thank you for these. How am I supposed to use them now? Mm-hmm. And this is one way where he has allowed me to use them. And because I leave so lifted because I'm collaborating with other people for this common purpose to give glory to God and to create this beautiful work of art for others to enjoy. And so it's like, my house is really nice and clean and I've been able to make sure that like we've had a meal every night. I think because I just have this extra energy, and just like this joy, and it took, there's always a balance, right? It's like, Lord, am I supposed to be here when there are kind of things that get in the way or whatnot, but he has blessed it and I'm very grateful.
Right. Well, and that's, I think that's exactly the way that we can all look at our gifts, the gifts that God has given us. That there are, I mean, it is life giving to be in the midst of utilizing those gifts, a great, wonderful part of what it means to live in the Lord, certainly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Go ahead, Father.
Yeah. And I was going to say, that's the thing, like, this is why, you know, Christians, Catholics need to be making good art because otherwise, and entertainment, because otherwise we see the type of entertainment that we're left with. And like, okay, well, so we'll just watch these sitcoms and these shows that are not edifying or glorifying. And I'm laughing at things that I really shouldn't be laughing at. Mm-hmm. And can we provide something in the Christian world to subsidize, you know, like here's something.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Mm-hmm. Well, unfortunately, we're running out of time in our time with you, but man, I am so looking forward to this. If there's a way I can steal into the cities to see this, I certainly will. But
you should.
I know. It sounds fantastic to me, and just what the doctor ordered in terms of, a night of faith filled yet, you know, faith filled fun. Can I say that?
Yeah.
I mean, at Moonshine Abbey. Yeah. So again,
great
the details.
Talent.
Yeah, exactly. Friday through Sunday, November 12th through 14th, 7 p.m., 7 p.m., and 2 p.m. So 7 p.m. Friday, 7 p.m. for Saturday, and 2 p.m. on Sunday. Again, the 19th, 20th, and 21st, same thing at St. Agnes in St. Paul. And you can go to moonshineabbey.com to get your tickets. Father, before we let you both go, Father, may we have a quick blessing from you?
Well, I know Bishop Cousins was just on and he gave was. You a really powerful blessing, so I'll just give you my pithy little priestly blessing. don't want to upstage the bishop, who I'm really grateful for as well. And, you know, I was actually just texting with him the day before the announcement came out, and I said, hey, you coming to the play? And, you know, he's like, well, we're looking at, you know.
Yeah, maybe.
all right. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
And with your spirit.
And Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Father Kyle Kowalczyk, Angela Cahill, God bless you. Amen. Thank you for all your work on Moonshine Abbey, and break a leg.
Thank you.
Yes, God bless you too, Patrick.
All right. Take care. Okay, we're going to head into another break. Well, that was a fun conversation. When we return, how much do you know about your future feast day? More on that in just a moment. Stick around. We'll learn more.